Everybody, I'm here with Christine Slater, a friend of mine, and Christine is the owner of Boho Birdie, a vintage clothing, and she has a wonderful camper that she does shows with. But I met Christine at the Vault, where she has a magnificent booth. If you've seen me on Instagram with pictures of vintage clothes, 9 times out of 10, I have gotten them at Boho Birdie. Christine lives in Yarmouth with her husband, and she has 2 grown sons. Hey, Christine.
Good morning, Michelle.
So I've been wanting to have you on this podcast for ages, and I think of all the vintage sellers I've ever met, you're one of the most passionate, and you know you have that beautiful eye for staging. So do you want to just tell the audience a little bit about how you started the vintage?
Oh, sure. I think it goes way back to when I was a little girl. I always loved fashion and dressing up like most little kids do. And as I grew up, I still love fashion. Actually went to college for fashion design, which most people don't know. It's one of my little quiet secrets. Never practiced it because I became a school teacher, which became, was much more practical. But always in the back of my heart, I wanted to have a little shop, brick and mortar. But as you mentioned earlier, I have 2 sons and my priority was being home with them and being able to teach school and follow their schedule. So when they were grown and flown, my husband and I happened upon an old 1959 Garwood vintage camper, which we started fixing up with the idea that we would take it camping. One day it dawned on me, oh my gosh, this could be my little shop I've always wanted. And I decided with my husband's gracious permission to try it out as a shop. And I had about 5 pop-ups with it. And then COVID hit. And that was just the beginning. But as you know, I ended up at the Vault in Winthrop, Maine, where we have a multi-vendor shop. And I've been thrifting my heart out ever since and having so much fun there. And one of the greatest parts was I got to meet you there, showgirl.
Thank you. I'm currently not at the Vault, but there's never say never. What happened with me is I ran out of inventory and I also got a schedule that just, you really have to shop. Most people don't know that you have to constantly replenish your inventory and it's very fun, but it's a lot more time consuming. And so when you go to a vintage place, a pop-up, a market, and you look at the price for something, it's not just the price for the item. It's the time it took to find that item. How many days a week do you go out and you search for things?
It varies. My inventory level is pretty high right now because, as you mentioned, that's one of the fun parts. I love to go thrifting. The thrill of the hunt has been in me since I was a little girl. I would go to auctions with my grandmother and my mom, and we would sit through the whole auction until the very end and get those boxes filled with stuff for like $5. And I love, looking through thrift stores, but also yard sales and estate sales and finding, even if you could end up spending an entire day thrifting and only come up with one really awesome piece. But then there's the times recently I went to an estate sale in Portland and everyone was rushing by all these boxes. And I looked down and there are all these old 70s polyester shirts and dresses. And I was able to scoop them all up at a very reasonable price. So I was thrilled. And some days are a bust. You can, get out there and find nothing, but it's so fun to try.
One thing I want to make clear to the audience is that there is enough for everybody. Sometimes some vintage people get a little competitive with each other. Oh, yeah. And at the Vault, I think that there's a nice camaraderie and kinship. But I have met other vintage people that are just very like, there's a hoarding mentality. Like, if I don't grab it, someone else will. And yeah, someone else might get to the thrift store or the estate sale before you, but there'll be another one.
Exactly.
One of the things, yeah. One of the things I love what you do also is when someone has passed away, you have a part-time job, right? Where you do cleanups.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes. We do moving and resettling and sometimes I find some treasures that way.
You know what I like about that though, is that sometimes in moments of grief, the family, especially adult children of someone, they don't see the value. Like if someone's mom passed away and they have a coat that was handmade or whatever. I'm just using that as an example. They just are like, oh, toss it. And I think everything can have another life. And sustainability is really important to me because the landfills, when I see pictures of landfills, it literally makes me sick to my stomach. I can't stand that so much is going to piles of trash and all this like fast
fashion. We're both saying it at the same time. And I love that about my job because I actually consider myself a rescuer more than a thrifter. I will find something and perhaps it has a hole in it or a stain on it. And if I can't get it clean or mended, maybe I can cut it up and make it part of a denim jacket or, you know, turn that scarf into just to show a styling piece with no intention of selling it. And when you mentioned the part about the families, the other side of it is I love meeting people who say, I know this is special because it was my grandmother's or my mom made this. And I hate to see it go to a thrift store or the trash. And they are thrilled for me to have it and find another home for it. And I love to rescue things, whether it's a broken piece of furniture or clothing or anything. It's just nice to keep it out of the landfill, like you mentioned, and all the more important right now. So I call myself a rescuer.
And I think like you are.
Wear a little cape or something, like a little superhero.
I love it. And I've posted about your stuff a lot online, but to the audience, Christine is a real artist. Her section of the white room, which is the old dye where they used to dye the fabric in the textile mill in the vault, because the vault is an old textile mill. You walk into the white room and Christine makes it look like a boutique. It is adorable. That's what hooked me in when I went to the vault for the first time. It was magical. You know, the fairy houses that people build in Maine, it was like that. It was just so cool and special.
And I think that's one of the things that takes so much time.
Yes.
Some people may not realize, but they do appreciate like you do. And that's probably one of my favorite parts of this job is that I get to style up the little shop that I don't have a brick and mortar. So that's my little shop and I get to play. And we're only open for one weekend a month at the vault. So I get to prepare the whole week. And like, for instance, in June, I don't know if you saw it online, Michelle, but I did a pride, a really big rainbow flag and saluted all the people in our country who work and play and live here. And so I had a whole rainbow rack of clothing. And I really had fun with that. And I that's the part of this job that I absolutely love. There's many parts, like finding the right outfit for someone or seeing someone's eyes when they go, oh my gosh, my grandmother had this. Or, you know, I'm going to an event and I need something. And there's so many stories. It's storytelling, which is what you do. And it's listening to your customers and hearing their stories. It's finding out about pieces that you bring into your inventory and finding that match for people. It's pretty cool. It's a lot
it's
more
very
than just,
fun.
Yeah.
One thing I want to bring up for you too, I want to hear your opinion. What I was finding, it's a very physical job. There's a lot of hauling, lifting. You're up on a ladder, putting stuff up on the walls. Like, how do you deal with that, the physicality of it?
Oh, yes, it sure is hard. I'm probably one of the oldest vendors in the vault, but I know there are people who are even older than me who do this, but I try to break it up between days that I'm up there with other jobs. I have several jobs and they are all physical. I'm a gardener and a landscaper and a teacher. So I just try to, you know, break up the week as to what day I'll be doing this and what day I'll be doing that. But yeah, just carrying those hangers filled with clothes. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired by the end of the day, but invigorated. But yes, I try to stay in shape. You know, I walk as much as I can and I'm active all the time. So that helps. But yes, it is exhausting.
At this time of your life, because you do have two grown sons, do you feel like this is a new chapter for you?
Absolutely. I taught school my whole life and never dreamed I'd get to do something like this. It's just wonderful to have that opportunity. And it's so great that I just said, what the heck? Why not? Let's just try it. I mean, women, especially our age, I think we get a little afraid to do things that are this new and different. And I have proven to myself and feel really proud to have gone on this adventure, and I'm sticking it out. I think I've only been in Winthrop at the Vault for a couple of years, but you know, doing things like this, something different every day, I try to put myself out there and, you know, keep stretching myself.
I love it. You don't want to do the online because you don't want to be tied to a screen.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So that's, you know, there's a lot of people who have their online. So if you want Christine Boho Birdie, you have to go to the source,
yes.
Which I think is, you know, this at the end of August, we're taping this, recording this, it's the beginning of August. I'm teaching a class in New York and I'm offering it camera free, because what happens in the dance studios now in New York, they spend the last part of class filming and then they post it online. And I know quite a few dancers, especially the older dancers, like they don't want to be filmed all the time. You know, they're in class for a reason.
Right.
And sometimes classes are difficult and people struggle. And that's the point of class, in my opinion, is like you go to class to push yourself and to struggle a little. And not everybody wants a camera on them 24/7.
So yeah, love that.
So I'm just offering it and I'm testing it out. I'm seeing how it goes. And, you know, there's people coming back to dance who haven't danced in a while. And like, that's not the time they want to be filmed when they're not in shape yet. So we'll see how it goes. But I like that about you too. You're like, no, I'm not selling online. And you actually have to come in person and look at everything I have. But one thing I wanted to also bring up is that it's selling items is it's a little challenging to make money because you have to find the item at a decent price and then you have to sell it at it also at a decent price so someone will buy it. So it's more of like you have to sell a lot of items to make some money. That's a I found that to be challenging.
Absolutely. You do have to have a lot of items sold. It's very tempting to go online because I know I can get more money for certain pieces. I'll set aside a couple pieces sometimes and think, if I put this online, I could make three or four times what I will sell it for in my business, my brick and mortar business. But it's just my value. I don't love the computer. I already spend too much time on the phone, as do most of us. And I love meeting people and talking to them and seeing the clothes on people and watching that person walk away so excited to have found something special.
Yeah. So that's worth more than the money, you know, and I think that's a boundary you've set. And I think, you know, this whole conversation just reminds me, and I want to just point this out to the audience, is that especially as women, we spend so much of our lives in service to other people, and we happily sacrifice the middle years, the early and the middle years of our lives, because, you know, children cannot raise themselves. And there are many that do, but I am like, when you said I needed to be home for the boys, like, I get that. But now you have the time and the space, and you're using this chapter. And I think that that's really important for women to like take some time for themselves. It's not selfish. It's necessary, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Is there anything that you want to tell the audience about just like if you had any advice to offer yourself at age 17, 18, 19, what would you say?
Ooh, that's a tricky one. I think I got some great advice from Nikki at the Vault. She said, stay with your style. Don't find things and just sell them because you know that they'll bring you a sale. Keep your style. I try to do that as much as I can. I have certain, I'm very colorful. I like a lot of color in my booth. And I think stay true to yourself and do what your heart says and just work hard. Be prepared to work hard. It's, you know, I think a lot of people are selling vintage right now. It's the cool thing to do. A lot of people are shopping vintage, which I'm very grateful for. But it's not easy. And you have to be prepared to work hard. You have to stay up late at night, tagging items. You're digging through boxes. You're doing laundry. You're, you know, like you said, moving and hauling and moving and hauling and hauling and moving and going, oh, whoa, those things didn't sell. Darn, now what am I going to do? It's there's a lot to it. It's not just, oh, this is cool. I found in the thrift store. Let's sell this and make a lot of money. It's not like that.
Yeah, so it's I think
you need to be prepared to work hard.
Yeah, it's a long road. It's like a marathon, you know. Well, thank you, Christine, for coming on. And I'm so grateful that we got to do this. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. It was a pleasure.
The Showgirl Tip of the Day podcast has original music composed by Joshua Holloway. Find him on YouTube, Joshua Holloway Music. This podcast is written by Michelle Bruckner and edited by Michelle Bruckner and Joshua Holloway. Find me on Instagram, Showgirl Tip of Day. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week with a new episode. Showgirl.